chapter this morning. I will be reading the entirety because I want you to get the understanding of what God has given me to give to you. Hallelujah. And if I have a subject this morning, the title of the subject is Help is on the Way. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, help is on the way. Hallelujah. Psalms 121 and 2 said, my help cometh from the Lord, which make heaven and earth. Let's go to Daniel, the third chapter. We're going to read the entirety. This will be the NIV version, not the King James. If you reach it, please say amen. Amen. I only hear a little bit of people because I'm letting you get to it. Because I want you to see and hear and understand what we're going to talk about. My help come is on the way. My help is on the way. How many of us need some help right now? How many of us need God to work some things out? So this is for you. Daniel, the third chapter, reading the entirety. Verse 1. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold and 60 cubit high and 60 cubit wide and set it up and on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, the prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, and magistrates, and all the provincial officials to come to dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, the prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, all the other provincial officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before it, and then the herald loudly proclaimed, nations, elf people, every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zithar, the lyric, the harps, the pipes, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Whosoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into the blazing furnace. Therefore, as soon as they heard the sounds of the horns, the flute, the zithar, the lyric, the harps, and all kinds of music, all the nations and people of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Verses 8, at this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. Remember that. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, may the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who heard the sounds of the horn, the flutes, the zithar, lyrics, the harps and pipes, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And whosoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into the blazing fire. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up. Verse 13, furiously with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sounds of the horns, the flutes, the zithar, the lyric, the harps, the pipes, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hands? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the images of gold you have set up. Verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldier in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them into the blazing furnace. So these men were wearing their robes, their trousers, their turbans, and other clothes were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king commanded was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of fire killed the soldier who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Verse 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisor, weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, your majesty. He said, look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the 4th looked like the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the seraphs, the prefects, the governors, the royal advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not harmed them, their bodies, nor was their hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched. There was no smell of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels to rescue his servant. They trust in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve others, rather than serve or worship any god except their God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces, their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other God can save in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the province of Babylon. And this is the reading of the word. Amen. Amen. Let us close our eyes. Father, we come to you this morning, thanking you once again for the opportunity to come before the throne of grace. I pray that God, as I decrease, that you will increase. As I step before your people, God, let them hear not me, but hear the word that you have given me to give to them. Father, I thank you for the opportunity. I pray, God, that your people will receive the seed, the word, the incorruptible, indestructible seed of the word of God in their hearts, mind, soul, body, and spirit, that they may never be the same from this day forward as they hear the word of God. Bring us all on the same frequency, that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Anoint us afresh, O God. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our spirit. Lord, let the word transform us, deliver us, heal us, set us free, Father God, and empower us, Father God. And we thank you for what you will do and what you're going to do in this service. And we'll forever give you glory and we'll forever give you praise. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And while you are being seated, will you turn to your neighbor, say, help is on the way. Turn to your other neighbor, say, help is on the way. All of us are going through something that we need God's help right now in this season and this day in our lives. We have gone through a pandemic and we're continually going through it. We are going through trials. We are going through tribulation. We are going through some unusual experiences. Even right now, as you look at the news, you can see that the signs of the times are even more being revealed to the sons and daughters of God. If we will open up our hearts and open up our spirits, we will see that God is showing us that we need to draw closer to him. Even though we are experiencing these things, we need to understand that help is on the way. Help is on the way. We need to understand that even on our jobs, we need help with our families. We need help with our coworkers. We need help with the situation that we are going through right now on our job. If we really want to be serious, some of us are ready to walk away because of people or situation. But God said, hold on a little bit longer. I've placed you there for this season and this time. Don't give up yet, and don't look down, and don't walk away. Hold on to my unchanging hands. You've got to understand that you are a force to be reckoned with. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. He said, I will be with you even until the end of the world. Just keep focused. Just keep standing and just keep hoping and believing in me. We also need God's help with our family. We need God with our help with our husbands. We need God help with our wives. We need God help with our children. We need God's help with our cousins, our neighbors. We need God's help and deliverance for their life. Many of us right now are still praying for them to be saved. Many of us right now are still praying that God will touch their hearts and God will bring them out of Lodibar just like he did for us. But you've got to understand that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. As you keep praying and believing God, God will deliver. It is not your time or in your season. If you just keep trusting him and watch as well as pray. We definitely need God's help with our lives, because many of us right now are on the break of breakthrough, but the enemy has strategically has been agitating and frustrating you and aggravating you. You are so close to your miracle that anytime when you are going through something and the heat is turned up, you are almost at the brink of breakthrough. Just don't let go. You are too close to your miracle. Many of us are dealing with situations in our lives that we can't even talk about. Only God can deliver us. Only God can heal us. Only God can work it out. And we know that our help cometh from the Lord. So why are you frustrated? Why are you doubting him? Has he not come through for you before? Will he not come through again? Will he not make a way? Will he not open new doors? Will he not close some doors? Will he not do what he said he will do? He said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither am I the son of man that I should repent. If I said it, will I make it come through? We have to understand that our trials and our tribulations in our lives have come to help us. And sometimes the storms of life are so raging in our lives that all we can depend on, the only person that you can depend on, is Jesus Christ. You need him to say, peace, be still. Just like when he and the disciples were on that boat and the raging sea was happening, and all the disciples were so scared and frustrated. Many of us right now, what we're going through, we're scared, we're fearful, we don't understand what's going on. A lot of times we are so aggravated and frustrated, but let me tell you something. All you need to do is depend on Jesus. All you need to do is trust in Jesus. You need to keep having faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've got to let the word of God get in your spirit. You got to let the word of God get in your hearing. You got to let the word of God be in your song. You need to start singing some songs of Zion. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling oppressed, when you're feeling like left alone, when you're feeling like you can't make it no more, and if you can't even do that, all you got to do is say, Jesus, I need your help. If all you can say is the name of Jesus, that's good enough. He said, I am that I am that I am. All you got to do, just call me and I will be there in the nick of time. I am your life raft. I am your lifeguard. We got to keep having faith. That's why it's very important for you not to just come to church on Sunday and don't study your word the rest of the week. Because you need spiritual food. You need the spiritual enhancement of the word of God to continue to fight the good fight of faith. And also, you got to understand, as believers, we need to put on the full armor of God. We have to arm ourselves every day, every moment, every second, because the battle is real for your soul. The devil don't care about your tongues. The devil don't care about what you got. about your houses. He'll give you houses. He'll give you cars. But if you have faith, he wants your faith and your soul. You got to guard your soul. You got to keep having faith. You got to keep believing. You got to keep pressing. Just like Paul, he said, I fought the good fight of faith. You got to fight the good fight of faith. And you've got to understand, if you are going to follow Christ, Jesus told his disciple, you've got to pick up your cross and follow me. Nobody told you that the road was going to be easy. Nobody told you that it was going to be a bed of roses. Nobody told you that all the promises of God are just going to be coming to you. You got to earn some of them. Some things are just easier to get than some. And if you really want to be honest, the Bible said the devil is as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. So you got to really be on your guard at all times. You can't even let your guard down for a second. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they understand that they were captives in Babylon. But they refused to compromise their faith. How many of us are refusing to compromise our faith? As Jews, they knew that they could not bow down and worship any other God but Jehovah, the true and only living God, the real God, the El Elyon God that they know. Because of their faithfulness to God, they had been tremendously blessed, even while under the captivity of the Babylonians. These three men never gave up. They never walked away from God. Even though they were in a state of captivity, even though they were in what they were in, they did not say, I'm going to walk away from Christ. They stood in faith in the midst of overwhelming circumstances when everybody else was playing the tune. That's why Christians, we have to be sometimes the oddball in a group. You've got to be different. You've got to be the original. You can't be like the world. You can't do what the world do. You've got to stand out because we have a standard as Christ in us. We will do what God say for us to do. They kept their faith, and they did not bow down and worship as they were commanded. For their refusal, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there were charges brought against them. But they continued to stood their ground. They had faith that could move mountain. We need faith to move mountain. We need faith to just heal people. We need faith to do the work of God. And one of the reasons why we don't have faith and we don't have power, because a lot of us don't have the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit come upon you, come into you, you will be a witness to me in Judea and Samaria, and you will have power and authority. That's the reason why a lot of us are afraid of demons. Why are you afraid of demons? Demons are afraid of you. At the name of Jesus, because you belong to Jesus, demons run. Walk in your power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. God said, I gave you power to thread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Not some of the power of the enemy, all the power of the enemy. You have the authority. God said, I give you the keys to the kingdom of God. Whatever door you bind, or whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Why aren't we using our spiritual authority? You have the authority. Whatever you speak in the atmosphere must come to pass if it lines up with the word of God. We have to understand that as they stood their ground, we also need to stand our ground in the time of adversity. We are facing difficulties. We are facing difficult situations. But we have to be like those three men and keep the faith. As believers, we know that God is able to deliver us. However, we also know that he does not always do that. Because sometimes the storm comes to teach us something. Sometime in the Bible, the word of God said in Romans chapter 5, trials come to build our character, to strengthen our faith, to help us to grow our character. Because a lot of times, God is chiseling us on the potter's wheel and molding us and making us through the experiences that we are going through. And many times, God is trying to help you to exercise the spiritual authority that you have and to use the sword of the Spirit to fight the kingdom of darkness. Because if you don't go up against any opposition, you won't know what to use and how to use it as you continue to grow spiritually. So God got to put certain things in your way to help you to build your spirituality and your character. God got to help you to go through some things where he don't always give you everything you need or want at that time or in that season you request it. Sometimes he got to bring you through some stuff. Sometimes he got to put you in a tight place when all you have is him and nobody else. Even though you're married, even though you have prayer partner, sometimes the situation that comes and goes through your life, only between you and God, and only when you go to God for yourself will you come out of that situation. Because God wants you to look to him. And not everybody else. God wants you not to look to the minister. God wants you to look to him. Because all I got to do is go in prayer the same way you can go in prayer for yourself. To him. God wants us to be solely dependent upon him. And nobody else. Because at the end of the day, salvation is an individual walk. And I truly believe that every believer is going to know God in all his names. You're going to know him as Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. How can you tell that God is a provider if he never provides for you? How do you tell somebody else that God is a healer when he's never healed you, when you've never gone through a healing experience? How can you tell God he's a way maker when he's never made a way for you? How can you testify that he is the beginning and the end and he has your future in hand when you don't even have your future in his hand? You got to go through some things to be able to testify. You can't have a testimony without a going through a testing period. And so we have to go through some tight place. Many of us right now are in a tight place, just like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Many of us right now, we are crying out for help. If God don't help us, we don't know how we're going to make it. Many of us right now are in here smiling and thanking God because you know that it is only the grace of God while you are still here. So you got to continue to fight that fight. The storms sometimes come to show how strong you are because many a times many of us think that we're weak, but you didn't know that so much word in you when that enemy came up against your children and you started praying and speaking in tongue and you started rebuking. You said, where all this word came from? Because you've been studying for a while. So God said, let me show you how anointed you are and that you are well able and capable. God is building our faith. God's also building our strength spiritually. Because he wants you to know that you are a weapon of mass destruction. When you walk in a room, the atmosphere must change. When you walk on your job, demons must flee. When you walk into your house, anything that is not like God, gotta be removed immediately. Because you got the power, you got the crystal, the anointing of God way in the inside of you, working on the outside. We got to be like Job, who said, incredible pain and agony he went through. He didn't give up on God. He said, though he slay me, yet will I hope and trust in him. Some of us right now are feeling that God has walked away from you. No, he hasn't. This is your season of testing because the blessing is coming. The blessing is coming. I'm not saying you're getting a house or a car, but the greater blessing is have a greater relationship with him. Because stuff, Pastor talked about the message, where your treasures is, where your heart is. God wants your heart with him because he'll give you everything you need. Not you want now. Your need. He said, I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So you will be adequately taken care of. So as these men of God gone through these experiences, they continue to trust God and fight the good fight of faith. We got to have the same attitude they have. Even if God don't deliver me from cancer, I know he's still able to. And many a time, certain sicknesses, we're asking God to deliver us from it. Your deliverance may come with you going on to glory. Because there won't be no more pain, there won't be no ache, and being absent from here, it's being present with the Lord. Let's begin to start reviewing the text as we break down some stuff. Verses 8 says, at this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. And they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, may the king live forever. Some people are just like the astrologers. They see the glory, but they don't know your story. They say, see where you are today, but they didn't remember or know about many nights when you cried yourself to sleep, when all you had in your cabinet was a can of tuna and a couple of slices of bread, and you're not getting paid until next week, and you had to stretch it. They didn't know that all you had to do was pray and fast and thank God. They don't know all the hell you've been through to get what you get, and they don't know the story that you have to tell. If they only knew there were times when all you had was that one pair of shoes. You were wearing it to church and you had to put cardboard boxes in it while it was raining. You had one or two suits and you had to switch shirts and pants, and people didn't even know that you didn't have that. Now that you're where you are, people are jealous of you. Just like the astrologer, they were jealous because the people of God were blessed. They were jealous, just like people right now on your job is jealous of you. People in your family can't understand why you blessed and they ain't, because I got the favor of God on my life. And if you serve him too, he'll bless you. They see the glory, but they don't know the story. They don't know that there was time that you almost had a heart attack. They don't know that it's God that has saved you. That's why you didn't kill some people. They didn't know that the situation that you are in today, thank God for saving me then to make me who I am now. They don't know it. They don't know even right now you're smiling, but you're going through some difficult time. You're in pain in your body, but you're still thanking God. They don't know. And then when you come out with the blessing, this is how you get that. Because I serve the only true and living God. They don't know. There's always going to be some haters. Haters. Even Christian haters. You get all of a sudden, you get a new car. They don't even say, God bless you and thank you. It's awesome that I love you. They'll look at you. Look at her. Look at her. She's showing off. Ain't nobody showing off. Because can I tell you something? If she got a car, God gonna bless me with another car too. Because I'm just next in line for a miracle. Just in line for a miracle. You got to believe her. God saved her son. God will save your son. God saved their daughter. God will save your daughter. Just keep believing. Just keep trusting. Just keep moving forward and keep thanking God for what he's doing in your brothers and sisters' life. Because if you can appreciate, God can do it in your life as well. Don't be upset with the haters. Many people, they were jealous of the man of God. Just like people are jealous of you. They don't know your story. They don't know where you've been through. They don't know how many times where you had to give up all that you had to give up. You had your last few dollars and you sowed a seed and God opened a door. They don't know. They don't know it was God told you to give your rent money and then he produced it three times as much as what you had. They don't know that you trust him like that, but they just see the glory. But they don't know the story. They don't know that you were almost in an accident and you walked out of the accident with not a scratch, but the other person is messed up. Their car is messed up. They don't know. That's the type of God you serve. That he's a miracle worker. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And we can testify. How many of us can really testify that he is what you say he is? Verses 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this manner. These men of God trust God so much that said, this battle ain't even mine. And I'm not going to take it up. Some of the situation that we're fighting is not yours. It's too much for you. Give it to God and let God fight the battle. It don't belong to you. And until you give it to God, especially a lot of us, the spirit you're drafted, with your children, stop it. Give it to him. Because it's stressing you out. It's making you bugged out. Give God your bills. Give God the issues that you're having with your family. Let him handle their heart. Because they're mad at you because you're blessed and you don't want to give them your money because they're going to spend it on other stuff that is not godly. And they're mad at you. Who am I talking to? Put your trust in God. Let him work it out. These battles that we're fighting, it don't belong to you. Give it to God. He is the one who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what you can even ask or think. Give it to him. So these men knew that God was going to fight for them. Just like when people come up against you, don't be mad and say, I'm just going to leave you to God. Because he's better at handling situations than we are. We put our hands in it and we mess it up. But if you give it to God, he will work it out in your favor. While they're still mad at you on your job, you on your way up for a promotion. While they're still hating, you about to move for a new job to another area. And they're still mad and ugly and ungodly at their area. Verses 17, if we are throwing into the blaze of furnace fire, the men of God said, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. He will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve the gods or worship the images, golden image you have set up. How many of us have that type of faith? That we will not serve any other gods. Knowing that God is able to handle their situation, these men trusted God so much. The bottom line, they told the king that we ain't gonna do it. They stood the time, even though they had to suffer and go through the pain of going into the fiery furnace, they continued to say, we ain't gonna do it. We don't care what you say. You could break our knees. You could cut our head off. We are not going to worship your idols. We are not going to worship your stuff. We are not. We as believers need to have that same attitude and that same spirit that we ain't going to worship your gods. We ain't going to do anything ungodly on our job to compromise God's integrity in our life. We ain't going to do any kind of shady thing. No, if it ain't godly, we ain't going to touch it. We're not going to play like that. Because we as children of God have to walk in the spirit of integrity at all times. And they walked in the spirit of integrity and stood the test of time. Verses 24 said, then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped up to his feet in amazement and asked his advisor, weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, your majesty. Nebuchadnezzar then approached and opened up the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the servants of the Most High God, come out. How did he know that they served the Most High God? Because God touched his heart. Because he knew that only God can deliver them men from out of that fire. Because when you read in the previous verses, it says the men that he had tied them up, the soldiers, fell in the fire and got burnt up. But Shadrach and Meshach had the same type of skin and did not get burned up. They lived. How is that possible if they don't serve the only and true living God? Just like when you go through the fire, you have to know and understand no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Don't give up. Know that you're going to come out victorious. God has already won the battle for you. All you got to do, just patiently wait on him to fully come to your rescue. Just like he rescued them three men. And one of the biggest scriptures that we keep quoting, oh, God's going to be with me through the end of the world. But do you really believe it? We quote a whole lot of scripture. Oh, God's going to heal me, for by his stripes am I healed. But do you believe it? God's going to open up doors for me and doing all. But do you believe it? The question is, do you have faith enough to believe the scripture that you're quoting? You could quote scripture, the devil quotes scripture. But do you have the faith to back it up? Do you have the grain of mustard seed that God requires for you to just believe in that scripture so you can really be healed, so you can be touched by the power of God? Do you have that faith that you need to move forward? It is so important for us to have our faith continually growing each day, each week, each month, each year. We should not be at the same spiritual level. We should be fully maturing and growing in Christ each and every day, each and every year. You should not still be a babe in Christ and you've been saved for 10 years. You should not still be doing certain things when you have been in Christ for 25 years. You should be so well advanced in Christ, in faith, that when the enemy comes up against you, you said, the devil is a liar. I recognize you. You should be walking in such a spirit of discernment. You've been saved all these years, and you ain't got no power. You got to wait for pastor to come and cast a demon out. Come on now. You need to go back to spiritual training class or something. You've been saved too long. We should be calling on you, the younger saints. Not in age, but in spirituality. We've got to grow spiritually. We have to be mature. These four men continued to pursue Christ, and they never gave up. Nebuchadnezzar was so in such an amazement to see that God would deliver them just like God is delivering you. Right now, he's delivering some of you from some stuff that you're going through. Before you even leave here, things are going to change. Before you walk out the door, things are changing. While you are sitting here, God is touching your heart. God is opening doors. God is turning things around. Even right now, some of you are in the midnight, say maybe day outside, but you're in your midnight situation. He's about to break day on your situation. The light of God is about to shine upon it. We got to understand that as we go through persecution and experiences, we got to keep trusting God. We got to have faith. We got to keep walking by faith, not talking faith, walking and living by faith and serving God through faith. You may stand. I'm done. Y'all know I'm not.